Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Reverend Billy Graham. Reverend Billy Graham just turned 96.
Wow.
96, and he's still going strong. Amazing man of God, amazing legacy, and talk about a spiritual inheritance leaving behind, but he just is still doing crusades in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
He just released another video,
mm-hmm.
and in the video, it is absolutely phenomenal. We're going to make sure that that's related for you. They did such an amazing job. They had him sharing the gospel and sharing about heaven, some of his previous messages mixed with the reflections of him at this age right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolutely amazing. They did a phenomenal job. It was so anointed because it just came from scriptures. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about heaven and how everyone gets a chance to go. And it's true. We all get the opportunity to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are you going to do? You know, what is available to you? And today, you know, we want to talk about the gift of heaven. We want to talk about, are you prepared to die?
Mm.
It's an important question. It's an important question because, I was in the insurance business some years ago, and I had the opportunity to speak to people every day about death. And you'll be shocked at the amount of people that don't think about death. They put it way in the back of their mind, and it's not something that they want to talk about, mm-hmm. but it's the reality of every single person, every man, woman, and child. We will all die one day. From the moment you're born, you're getting closer and closer to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in this country, we don't talk about death enough. It's something that people try to avoid. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to talk about it. Most people, if you ask them their vision of their life, they see themselves growing very old and then, dying at a certain age. Oh, maybe in my 80s or maybe, life expectancy is 75, 77 years in America, What's your life expectancy? No one knows what mm-hmm. their life expectancy is. No one knows the day. No one knows the exact hour that they will expire on this earth. And so when we're talking about death, it's not to talk about something that's morbid or depressing, but it's in a way for us to have a consciousness, an awareness of the awesome gift, the precious gift called life. I have a sign in my office that says, make today count, because I want to appreciate every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage mm-hmm. you to do the same. I want you not to get so stuck in the problems that you're facing, the trials that you're experiencing, and maybe the negative setbacks that happen. It's part of life. Jesus told us that in this life, you will have troubles. He told us that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, cheer up, because I've overcome the world. Today you have helicopter parents that hover around their children and don't want them to experience any kind of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid they don't get selected to the team, or they don't get an award, or they don't get a trophy, or they don't get to go to a certain event because they're going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have parents that shelter their children from experiencing setbacks, hurts, disappointments, and failures, and they're not preparing them for the reality of life.
Right.
In this life, you will have setbacks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You will experience trials, pains, hurts, loss, disappointments, mm-hmm. sadness. But in that, there's a greater hope for those that know Jesus Christ. The sadness doesn't last forever. And something Chris and I have learned to enjoy is a little sentence that we've said to each other, this too shall pass. it doesn't last forever. And we have the hope that if we have Jesus, we have everything.
Right.
You know, he'll see you through it. He really will. And James tells us, now listen, you who say, this is James chapter 4, verse 13 through 14. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or to that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Why do we make such boastful claims that we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'm going to have this, you know, my job, my career, my family, my. You don't even know the next second.
That's right.
The next second, I think about, you know, Abigail's husband when David was wanting to get little food there for his men. And he didn't want to come off anything. He didn't want to give David and his men no food. He didn't want to come off nothing.
Who didn't?
Abigail's husband. Yeah. And long story short, he didn't realize that that very same night he was going to lose his life.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his life and his wife the same night because he was being a fool. He was living for this life, not for... for anything else. He was holding on to the things of this world more tightly. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the epitome of greed. When people hold on to food, it happens. You see it. We need to have the compassion and the love of God and to open our eyes to live to a greater existence than just today. God's called us for so much more. But we have to awaken ourselves to that consciousness. We have to awaken ourselves to that reality. When we get back for this break, we're going to talk about heaven and how we can get there and the hope we have as believers. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, we're going to talk to you about a way that you can know, like the sky is blue and the grass is green, that you can be with him for eternity. We're talking about heaven. It's for real.
Oh yeah.
And you get a chance to go if you make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I've been to a couple of funerals in my lifetime, and I've heard a statement that's not correct.
Many statements.
Yeah. And normally it goes something like this. Well, at least we know that they're in a better place. And my question is, how do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time that those things are being said just to help a grieving person get over it or, you know, bring some comfort to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more so than getting over it, but, you know, to bring some comfort during a tragic time. But not everybody's in a better place. In fact, Hebrews 9 says that just as people are destined to die once, then after that they'll face the judgment. And every single person will face a God one day. Every single person, you will face him. And the question is, are you prepared to die?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people get prepared for a lot of things. You get prepared for a trip.
Oh, yeah.
You get prepared to go to work and school every day. You get prepared to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me think about what you're saying. It's just like how so many things in this world that people think about. You know, I think about, you know, even me in my own life, we think about day after day, you know, what are we going to do? What's our career choice going to be? What are we going to prepare for? I'm going to be going to school. That means I got to find out what best college to go to, where do I want to live, the career choice I want to do. But just like what you're saying, how many people are preparing for eternity?
Think about this. How many people who spend more time preparing and studying the interest rates on the back of a credit card?
Right.
They take more time studying the specs of a television they're about to put in their home.
Yeah.
The benefits of a car and the model and all the research and the reviews than they do investigating where they will spend eternity.
Mm-hmm.
It is this reminds me of a story that occurred over the summer, one that I don't think I'll ever forget. But, you know, I was with my family on the beach one Sunday, you know, late afternoon, early evening. And we're sitting out there, my wife and I are sitting on chairs, beach chairs, as the kids are just playing in the water, watching them, we're talking. And all of a sudden, some woman runs behind us and she's pointing towards the water. She's screaming, They're drowning. They're drowning. They're drowning. Help. Help. And so, you know, I just react. I just jump out of my chair,
mm-hmm.
and I start running into the water. And it's quite a, you know, feet away. There's no lifeguards on duty. And I'm looking, and I see two young people in their 20s, and they're fighting for their life. They're in the middle of the water.
Wow.
And I'm shocked. I'm running there. I'm losing my breath before I even get into the water. You know what I'm saying? So I'm running in there. I'm not in the shape I used to be. But you don't think about it. You just say someone's in danger, and you just go. And as I'm looking at them, I was able to see in their eyes terror.
Mm.
I will never forget that. Their eyes were literally communicating. Eyes tell you everything. And they're looked with such intense terror, and they were doing everything they could so that they wouldn't drown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were slapping the water. Their heads were tilted back. They were screaming. They were almost, look, they were running in water, trying to move mm-hmm. their legs. And they just, all their efforts, they couldn't do anything.
Well, did you help them?
Well, here's the deal. When someone is fighting like that, they need to be put in a position where they could hear you.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even listening as I was approaching them, because people that are drowning and they're moving and they're smacking the water and they're trying to do what they can, if you approach them, they're going to knock you out or hurt you.
They're going to put you under and then
you're, yeah, you're both going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to get their attention and they wouldn't listen. They were more interested in trying to save themselves by their own human efforts or slapping the water. But eventually something interesting happened. They got tired. They got tired real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And now they were able to listen. So I said, okay, lean on your back. Lean on your back. And once I felt it was safe enough to approach them, I started, you know, getting closer to them. They were laying on their back. They didn't have no more energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're coughing. And we were able, myself and a couple of people, were able to bring these young people back to the shore. They weren't even children. They were in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're laying on the beach. And they're coughing and hacking and throwing up. I mean, it was just a horrific sight to see. It was something that was interesting as people were gathered all around them. The people that just came out of the water, they thought they were going to lose their life, they weren't embarrassed. They weren't concerned who was looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
They were just happy to be alive. And I think about today, you know, how many people are potentially drowning? How many people are drowning in their life?
Mm.
Are you tired yet? Are you tired from all the efforts of trying to save yourself? You know, maybe you're drowning today and you're experiencing a horrific, you know, issues and problems in your relationships. Maybe your relationships are broken. They've been shipwrecked and you've gone from one relationship to another, and it's not with a significant other, but just family and friends, mm-hmm. and there's no one in your life. Maybe you're drowning in debt, and you can't do anything. I mean, you are overcome by what you owe, and it is literally drowning you. Maybe you're drowning in an illness and sickness to the point of death. There's no amount of medication. There's no amount of money that you can throw to your situation that you can fix yourself. Because many times people are drowning and they're trying to do everything they can to save themselves. Are you tired yet? Are you tired of going from this person and that person, putting your hopes on another job or another career or another move or another person or another medication? Are you tired of struggling?
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when we live a lifestyle that's one that's away from God. We open ourselves to live a lifestyle of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And when we live a sinful lifestyle, when we're away from God, we don't know Him, He's not our Lord and our Savior, we begin to make poor decisions that ultimately affect our life. You didn't get there by accident. It was because you had some bondages, some stinking thinking. You had a mindset that said that you could live your life away from God. I'll never forget what Leonard Ravenhill said. He said, the greatest sin is not murder, it's not adultery. He said the greatest sin is for someone to attempt to live their life apart from God. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest sin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many people today that think that they can do it on their own. And it was futile for those young people that were drowning in the water. They thought somehow that they could try to rescue themselves. They were drowning, mm-hmm. and they were taking water in, man. They were going down very fast. Mm-hmm. And no matter what, you can't help somebody. You can't reach somebody that refuses to humble themselves and to listen. And many people have blamed God for not being there. God's been there all along. But you couldn't listen to him. You didn't listen to his still small voice when he brought someone to help you, to rescue you, to pull you out. You either judge what they had to say, you filtered it through your mind, and you didn't take counsel. But you know what? You can do it today. You can make a decision to say, you know what? I am no longer going to remain in this state of my life. I'm no longer going to be in a place where I'm drowning. And I am going to turn my life over to God. I'm going to allow him to rescue me. And that's a humbling thing. I used to say that people need to experience trials and hardships for them to come to God. But I've realized that I've known quite a few people
mm-hmm.
that experienced some tremendous trials in their life. Enough for me to say, Uncle, mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm tapping out. You ever see those MMA guys that are wrestling?
Yeah.
Some of those guys take the most brutal punishment, and I can barely stand to watch that stuff, and they refuse. They refuse to tap out. And these guys are being pummeled and beat and beat and beat and beat, and they refuse to give out. And eventually, once they're gone, once they're done, they're spent, they're wasted, their head got just crushed in a cage, they reach over at the last effort and tap out. Say, I give up. I'm done. And the question is, why would you go through those horrific trials? Why would you allow Satan to continue to bash your head in over and over and over again? Because what happens to you just doesn't affect you. It affects your loved ones. It affects your family. It affects everyone around you. When are you going to tap out and say, I need my Savior. I need Jesus. I need to surrender myself. And God gives us that opportunity. He gives us that opportunity to turn to him. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus said in this life you'll have many troubles, but cheer up because he has overcome the world. You can overcome if you have the overcomer inside of you. Mm. We're talking about heaven. We're talking about the reality that exists for every person that gives their heart to God. We will spend eternity
mm-hmm.
with God or without God. But you can make the choice today to give your heart to Jesus Christ. You know, today many people are facing trials and setbacks. They're facing so many difficulties. But I'm so amazed sometimes to see that, you know, after people would hit bottoms and drowning experiences and failures and setbacks and hurts, that, you know, a lot of times those things serve as an opportunity to awaken us.
Mm-hmm.
They serve as an opportunity to cause us to pause and have a, you know, reflection. You know, I've heard people that have been to prison and say it's the best thing that happened to me. It was a wake-up call for me. Someone that had an illness and said, you know what? It was a wake-up call for me. Someone who got fired from their career position, it was a wake-up call for me. Someone who was left abandoned in a relationship, it was an awakened call for them. Because they had realized that for them at that moment in their life, they were serving a false god. They were bowing down to a false god, and they weren't serving the one true God. God created each person with a heart of worship. We were meant to worship God, but if you don't worship God, you will worship a false god.
Mm-hmm.
People worship money, they worship position, they worship fame, wealth, things, stuff, people, and those are poor, poor, poor gods. They even worship themselves. And the truth is that when we come to the end of ourselves, we can receive the greatest gift. God doesn't wish that anyone would pass away, but that they would come to eternal life. And you can make that choice today to say, God, I am tired. I don't want to live this life anymore. I want to give my life solely to you. I want you to be my Lord, my Savior, my very best friend. You can do that today. In fact, some of us have written our stories. You can find more at meetmyfather.org and read some of them and find out how we came to the saving knowledge and experience of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We would love to hear from you. The days are evil. The time is short. No one knows what lies tomorrow. But you can know the one who holds tomorrow if you receive him in your heart today. He wants to be your Lord, your Savior, your very best friend. And it's you. He wants you to lay down your kingdom because he is a king. And he wants to be the king of your heart. He wants you to lay down your kingdom so that you can walk into his kingdom. And you can begin a journey that will continue from now till eternity. Do it today and let us know so we can rejoice with you, pray for you, and see you on this journey.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.